are interested in the unknown, the mysterious, the unexplainable. That is why you are here. The incident, the places. My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Can your heart stand the shocking facts about...
Golden Shower!
Parado aí, amigo viscoso.
Welcome to Geek Love Radio. This is September 20th, 2004. And I'm sitting here with Adam.
What's up?
And our special guest, Michelle, tonight. Say hi, Michelle.
Hello.
For all you guys listening out there, I'm going to jump right in really quick. I got to stop that. We have a Geek Love Radio AIM name now available. If you guys are interested in messaging us during the show or any time, the Geek Love Radio AIM name is Geek Love Radio.
So, send in your questions or comments, I guess.
Send in questions, comments, whatever. Tonight we have our roommate moderating it for us. Eric's going to do a great job. So if you guys have anything you want to send in to us, he's going to screen everything that's going through so we don't get, like, tons of IMs. But, yeah, so how's it going?
It's going pretty good.
How's it going with you?
Just great.
Good, good.
It's been a long, busy week. Lots of homework and prep.
Yeah, no kidding. Tonight we are pleased to have a studio audience that has quadrupled in size from last week. As they all laugh, but it's true. Now we have four people as our studio audience, which is awesome because last week we only had one. So, that's always good.
We definitely, we have Nikolai back in the house.
Nikolai's back in the house. He's here chilling with us, and we got Sarah and Shannon, our roommate, and Eric's in the background over there.
Yeah, he's our screener for the night, making sure no one sends stupid questions to him.
But talking about people and going to the site, I was looking at the site stats today, and I noticed that we've been getting a lot of hits and downloads from a lot of different countries. And I think 19 total it was today, but we had... I mean, it's...
Yeah, we're getting a lot of hits, definitely.
Like, I've never heard of some of these countries before, like Seychelles or something like that. Tonga. Whoever is listening to us in Tonga right now, thanks for listening.
Yeah, what's up in Tonga?
What's up in Tonga?
Because, you know, we're big in Tonga.
Exactly. I think there's only 80,000 people in Seychelles, so...
If we're pronouncing that right.
If we're pronouncing it, we're sorry.
If we're butchering your country's name.
Poland, I'm half Polish, so what up, Polish brothers? Netherlands, Mexico, Denmark, Canada, Germany, Australia, Switzerland, the UK, everybody. We're getting the word out.
And, last but not least, we've had some .gov hits.
Yes.
And these aren't just hits, like hitting the site. These are show downloads coming from .gov. So, apparently people in the government need some Geek Love Radio advice as well.
I think Bush is downloading Geek Love Radio. He's having some Laura Bush problems, probably. Getting in... Alright, we're not going to talk about that right now.
Yeah, it's not a political... it's not political love radio, it's Geek Love Radio.
For some of the people listening, I know my mom's listening tonight for... Everybody who cares.
Hola, Richard.
Some other mothers are listening, I guess, too. And
hola, hola.
My mom. Hola, mom. And so we're going to try to keep it cleaner, but, you know, it doesn't really help.
I'm going to give a shout-out to my mommy, but she's not listening because she doesn't use the internet, so. Hello, mommy.
All right, you want to jump into emails?
I didn't look at the emails.
All right, well, I read some emails and I talked to some people.
I just take care of the stream today. That's all I'm doing.
Alright, I read
luckily, we've had, amazingly, we've had no problems with the stream for the first two episodes, so hopefully we'll make it a third with no problem.
Yeah, and if something does go wrong with the stream and you guys stop hearing us, don't worry, we're recording the show, so you guys can always listen to it later.
And hopefully the recording won't fuck up.
That happens.
If we lost the recording, that would really suck.
But, first email and first topic, I guess, is my friend Jesse, that I talked about last week a bit. We didn't know too much details because he messaged us at the end of the show, but he basically is talking to a girl online.
You said basically.
I know I said basically. And he's never met her before, but They've been talking for a while now. And they have a close relationship. They know a lot about each other, and things are going good. Her dad doesn't like the idea of them meeting up or anything. She lives in a different area code, I guess a different time zone completely. She lives out in, I won't say where.
Hey, how old are these people?
Jesse is 19, I believe. I think she's 19, too.
Okay, well, if she's 19, then I guess it's probably her decision and not her dad, because he's an adult now.
Yeah, I would say that, too. I think they're both in college right now. But I guess my thing would be, you know, anytime you meet somebody that you've never met before, you always have the possibility of not knowing exactly who they really are.
Yeah, we talked about this last episode. He just needs to make sure he's for certain that he's talking to the person that he thinks he's talking to.
Do you have anything to say about this?
She nods her head.
Rochelle's kind of shy. She's not really with it yet. We're going to give her some shots of rum, but we loosen her up.
We're trying to get some alcohol in her, but it's not working yet. Get some Bacardi in her or something.
So, yeah. That's basically how it goes. I guess they want to meet up sometime in December over Christmas break, because they both have no class in. And I would say go for it.
Yeah, go for it.
But always be amazed or prepared to see exactly what you'll find.
And if she turns out to be somebody else, just don't tell us.
Yeah, okay, I have an experience with this. I was talking to a girl online, not like wanting a date or anything, but this girl seemed really fishy, because she's always sending me like different pictures. And I basically, through other means, I guess, I found out exactly who she was and how, and like pictures. I found she was giving me pictures from a porn site. They weren't like nude or anything, but they were like headshots of this porn girl.
And so they're like all of a professional quality.
Yeah, because they were all professional quality. I'm like, there's no way a girl could ever like have professional quality pictures taken like that unless she was a model. And I don't think I would have. If she was a model in Iowa, I probably would have met her, because I know the models in Iowa.
Richard knows the models in Iowa.
To the models in Iowa, how's it going? You know who you are.
There's some chatter among our studio audience. What's going on?
They're laughing at me.
Oh.
Anyhow, for Jesse, everything is working out nicely. He said that they do talk a lot, and he said the only problem is the time zone thing, but I guess that can be overcome. But I don't know. Basically, I would say go for it, Jesse. Do it. And what do you got to lose other than a couple hundred bucks on a plane ticket?
I really wouldn't recommend meeting them alone, because if it does happen to be a serial killer, I really think you would like somebody to accompany you.
But what are the odds of a female serial killer?
Hey, you know what?
Yeah, that's a good point. I retract my statement.
Awesome point, Michelle.
It could be pre-op.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, so I guess carry a knife or something with you. Just in case.
A taser or something.
I have family in where you're going to go see her, so if you...
Where's he going?
Can I drop that?
Yeah.
All right, he's going to Arizona.
Okay,
the girl lives in Arizona.
Now
that everybody knows I have family in Arizona.
I was trying to think, he's going someplace nice. At least he might have fun, even if the thing doesn't work out, but he's going to Arizona.
No, there's a lot of nice things to do, but...
I can't really talk shit about it, because I've never been there, but...
I'd have to say there's a lot of hot women in Arizona, too. But that's a different story. But...
Talking to the mic.
Repeat it.
If all else fails, he can pick up some other chicks.
Exactly.
Yes.
Jesse, there is hope out there. All right, the second... I guess this was in an email. This is a conversation I was having a bit ago with... A female friend of mine. She's one of my close friends. And she was telling me about how this guy basically just revealed... It was like a close friend. It was a neighbor. He basically revealed his love and adoration towards her. And I guess she really didn't know how to act towards it at first. It was like her close friend, I guess, her neighbor, the person she grew up always thinking that, you know, brother-sister relationship sort of thing, and now he comes out with this. So my question to you guys is, what do you think about it? Like, if you had a friend, like one of your close friends, came out to you and said, like, hey, this is what I'm actually feeling for you, instead of all these, like, friendship things, what would you say, Michelle?
Oddly enough, I have actually had one of my close friends come out and tell me that they have more feelings for me than friends, but they were actually dating somebody else, and when they weren't dating somebody else, I was dating somebody else. Basically, I told them it wouldn't work out. So, I don't know if one of my friends... I would think it'd be weird because you've been friends so long, but sometimes the best relationships come out of friendships.
I'd have to agree.
Yeah, you have to have that friendship base, like, before anything else.
I've done this myself, and...
But I think everybody worries about that, you know, they don't want to lose that friend if something was to go wrong in the relationship.
This has happened to me before, and I've done this, and... Honestly, if this is going to bother you to the point that you aren't going to be able to, you know, I guess be with the person, like around the person without you freaking out or something, I would say, you know, tell the girl or whatever. But if you can live with it, just live with it. I have this honesty policy, basically, that I like to tend to keep, that if, you know, I like something about a girl, then I'll basically tell her. So, it's not... I don't know. Everybody's different, so...
Did she say she has no interest in the guy at all?
Well, she has a boyfriend right now. Yeah, so... I think the guy knows... I'm almost positive he knows that she has a boyfriend. And... Basically, he just said... He hasn't talked to her... I know, shut up. Shut up, I'm going to say basically a lot.
I don't think I've said
so
that.
He's... He talked to her this weekend... And he, my studio audience is laughing at me. All right, talked to her this weekend.
You waved. You can say as many times as you want during this.
All right, he talked to her this weekend and said that he basically came out with that, with his whole spiel, and so she was kind of just didn't know what to do about it. Don't laugh at me because I'm saying basically.
No, it's just that the studio audience turned around to lose it.
Oh.
Because they didn't want to lose it in our sight. They had to turn around to laugh. I'm sorry, that was... I'm disrupting the flow of the show here.
Yeah, you are. I'm just joking. No.
Okay, where are we at now?
No, where are we at? Oh, advice to the girl. I would say just try to work it out. If you still want to be friends with him, then just be friends with him, but let him know where you stand in the friendship and let him know and understand that you have the boyfriend and that... You gonna be with the boyfriend?
How serious is she with the boyfriend?
Yeah, I was gonna say, does he know she has a boyfriend? And
yeah, he knows she has a boyfriend.
Okay,
and
then if
she's pretty serious,
okay.
Him, I guess.
Because if I was a third party looking at this girl I liked who had a boyfriend, if I saw that they weren't that serious, then maybe I'd be more apt to try to move in on that.
Yeah, I don't think he knows exactly. I think he just said it because he was drunk and he wanted to say it. But it still brings up a good point on like when. Would
blame
be
it
a right
on the
say,
Bacardi?
Yeah, blame it on the alcohol, but as they all raise their glasses.
This show is brought to you by Bacardi.
Yes. So, I would say try to work it out, but let him know what's going on, and don't try to do anything that might jeopardize anything in the future. And but
the right. Music's really slow now.
I know this
Ooh,
is
it's all like
crazy.
Mysterious and
which brings us. Awesomely into our next area of expertise. And for this, I'm going to have my roommate Shannon talk about this because he is... Hey, don't think you're getting off, Michelle, because you're going to talk about this too. This is going to be about pickup lines. And yeah, here, come sit over here. Cause
be careful with the wires because they're kind of touchy.
Our next topic of the show is... You can sit here. Our next topic is pickup lines. And I did some research on pickup lines, and I read some articles and stuff. And you guys know what I'm talking about. It's like, is your dad a thief because he stole the stars out of the sky and put them in your eyes sort of thing. Now, honestly, do girls fall for that sort of thing? Michelle?
That pickup line in particular, I'm going to say no. The right guy has to say the pickup line, and it has to be the right one at the right time. It's kind of just funny... But I wouldn't take it seriously.
All right, now...
But what if... This is just a what if. What if
he, you could tell he was like the silly type, and he presented it in a really like silly way where you knew he wasn't that serious. He was just trying to make you smile or think that he was retarded for asking that.
What do you think?
It'd be a good conversation starter, and we could see where it went from there.
I think, as I was reading up and doing my research,
I wouldn't use these, but I think it probably depends on the circumstances of your presentation.
I think the key is to make a girl laugh and or smile, and if that happens, then you know you're in. If she throws your drink in her, like if she throws her drink in your face, then you know you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, I think the basic thing you just mentioned was the smile. If you think of them to smile, then just keep walking.
Yeah, I mean, the worst that's going to happen is that she turns you down. And I know, as bad as that sounds, if she turns you down, she's probably not the one that you want to be talking to anyhow. So, just try to be sincere about things, I guess. Shannon, what do you have to say about this?
I'm just looking through this list of cheesy pickup lines, and wow. You know, the one that kind of caught me off guard is the 30%. This sheet has, like, attempts and successes on it. And this one got just 30% successful, and it was just, you know, simply, wow. So I guess if you're at the right setting, you know, that's wow.
Yeah, that's a pickup line.
Wow, the one-word pickup line.
Yes.
That's like a quiz for later on. What is the one-word pickup line?
But yeah, there's some great ones in here, you know, if you really want to get slapped in the face.
Yeah. The slap in the face factor is high in both.
Yes. The Bond, James Bond one, you know.
Come on, go ahead and read it.
That's what it is.
Oh, that's what it is. I thought you were just paraphrasing it or something.
Got the short ones going on here.
That one sucks.
Oh, and here's the 80s pickup line for you. Your name must be Mickey because you're so fine. Everybody said, okay, on to the next one.
I think that's one our roommate might say. He's big into the 80s. Eric, you know you're listening.
I think I heard him open his door. I don't think he likes that Hey Mickey song, though. He's more, like Lee said last week, he likes the whole, see you in hell, you're gonna die. Headbanging music. Sorry, I had to do that again because it'll be a regular thing for me to do my 80s music impersonation. Okay, keep going.
It's pathetic.
That's okay.
Is your dad a terrorist? Because you're the bomb.
Nice. I think I'm going to have to use that one.
I'm going to try this one. I'm a love pirate, and I'm here for your booty.
If you don't do the...
If you don't
do the R on that one, you totally
like,
mess
arr,
up.
R. You meaty.
R.
So you got to... That one's a good one for all you guys listening out there.
Yeah, do not forget the R part.
Oh, okay. Here you go. Here's one. Alright, you be the Dairy Queen and I'll be the Burger King. And you treat me right and I'll do it your way. Oh yeah, that was the only one in the corporate world that would work. But it happens. Alright, my key and guide to anybody that wants to try to use pickup lines is don't go to every girl and try to use the pickup lines. Don't walk around the bar and see which ones work on which girls.
Actually, it would be kind of a cool experiment to see how many times you get punched or slapped during the night.
I guess it would be, but if you want to be rejected a couple of times, then do it, and if you don't care.
They'd come out and be like, ha, in your face, I only have one black eye.
I would say the key to trying to pick up any girl, though, is being genuine. Be confident in yourself, and you'll do fine. What do you think? Stop laughing and tell me what you think. Michelle. I'm going to say your name.
I completely agree with you about being sincere and, like, not going around to everybody in the bar, because obviously if a girl sees a guy go up to, like, every girl, she's not going to be flattered when he talks to her.
I think confidence is the key to winning a young lady's attention. That's personally...
What about old ladies?
My
personal experience.
From personal experience, I'd have to say so.
But what about the old ladies? You said young ladies.
Well,
how do you pick up old women?
How do you pick up old women?
I guess, how do you pick up old... Are we talking 80, or...
Be like, can you teach me how to sew?
Knitting. I'm into knitting.
I like your I like your thimble.
You're pretty good looking for 70.
That's mean. That's wrong. Alright.
Like so.
I recommend, unless you're in the age range of 70 plus, don't hit on older
there was
women.
There's a comment that was made that's making the studio audience really laugh, and I'd like to know what it was.
So what'd you say?
Pass the microphone to Sarah. Or
Sarah, alright, I guess she doesn't want to talk.
Yes, yeah, she does. Come on, give her the microphone.
Your mom is listening to
talk, talk, talk.
Oh, she mentioned... Okay, we won't mention that. Never mind.
Oh, something really bad?
Yeah, it's not... We're not going to mention that.
Oh.
Alright. Anyhow, continuing on with the show, because we have a lot to cover, so...
Hey, but there's...
What's that?
Lines here on my sheet that... Which I don't think you guys went over.
Which ones?
Like, on the notes here.
Oh, did I throw pickup lines in there?
Yeah, there's a... Do they work?
Oh, that's not a pickup line, dude.
Oh!
that's my question. I'm like, do they work?
I was like, these are some pretty crappy pickup lines.
When you're looking
thinking, like, have you ever used them?
No, when you're looking at my show
talking
notes...
about them...
Pickup lines are in quotes.
Dude, like, I was thinking, these ones right here would definitely get you smacked. So, have you ever used them?
I guess asking a girl... I don't know. Just be confident. Be genuine. There you go. I'm done with that. I don't want to talk about pickup lines. They're embarrassing.
That was a pretty good segment, though. I had a good time.
We can...
And you open up a whole... You open up a whole new topic. How to pick up old women.
Alright, we'll cover that in the near future. Or in
the... Well,
extended
there
future, I guess.
There may be some listeners that are...
If we have a lot of female guests who would like to pick up older men, we might have a future guest that...
Oh...
How do you pick up old men?
No names. You're cut off, Michelle. No, I'm just joking. But, no, hey, girls, do you have any pickup lines for girls that are listening that might work on guys? Honestly, this is what I said. I think if a girl basically just goes up to a guy and she starts talking to him, yeah, if she smiles or even looks at the guy, most guys are just going to react positively to it.
I think even if it was, like, the crappiest, cheesiest pickup line, if the guy thought that you looked cute, he'd be like... Hey.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with
basically,
that.
Basically, guys are pathetic, is that what you're trying to say?
I said that on the first show, so hey, we are kind of simple-minded.
We don't have high requirements for pickup lines.
Yeah, we have low...
Take anything they can get.
Yeah, Shannon says we're easy. Yeah. We're not that easy, come on, ladies. But, alright, maybe we are. Alright, so... For guys listening, just be genuine. For girls listening, smile. And that would work.
Smile. And be cute.
And be cute. And it never hurts to offer a girl a drink, or vice
and
versa.
Wink your eyes a lot.
Because drinks are expensive these days.
Vulcan mind probes are good.
Alright, so continuing on with the show, since we've wasted a lot of time already. I looked up an article for the article of the week, and... My article this week was meeting people in unusual places. And I talked to Nikolai after the show last week. We were talking about different places that you can meet girls or take girls on dates. And I figured this would be a good way to start. You know, you got to meet the girls first before you can take them on a date. So, I guess it's basically up to the kind of girl that you're looking for to where you're going to find her. Because if you're going to go to a library expecting to find, like, the cheerleader, you're not going to obviously find her there. Nothing against cheerleaders, but I'm saying Michelle's a cheerleader because now she's going to slap me. But I'm saying, like, if you like the coffee house sort of girls, go to the coffee house to look for a chick. If you like
the intellectual types,
go to the library to look for a chick. If you like the girls that like to buy clothes, go to the mall. If you like girls that eat a lot, go to a restaurant or cafeteria.
Come on. I like girls that eat a lot. So I'm going to go to the restaurant and just hang out.
No, alright, we have a lot of younger listeners on the show. And a lot of...
This is America. If you want to find girls that eat a lot, you don't have to go anywhere.
That's true. But, I was wrong. But, alright.
I'm offended.
But I have to say this, though. We have a lot of younger listeners on the show.
I just offended half the studio audience.
Yeah, basically.
It's okay.
I said basically again. But yeah, we, I would say a lot of the younger studio listeners, not our studio audience, the younger listeners of the show, like if you're in high school or even in college.
813.
If you're listening and you want to pick up a girl, if you see a girl sitting by yourself and you think she's kind of cute or something at the cafeteria or like anywhere, just go sit next to her, you know, start up a conversation. The worst that happens is that you never have to see her again and she's just going to walk away after you're done eating. Because obviously if she's eating, she's not going to pick up her tray and leave. And if she does, then message us and we'll put out a hit list or something.
Okay. Well, why don't you elaborate on that a little bit? What would you say to a girl that you were trying to start a conversation with at the high school cafeteria?
What would I say?
Yeah.
First I would ask
you. I don't know what I would say. Like, so, is all right.
This is
good today.
This is my pet peeve. Like when it comes to people asking, like I'm always at the cafeteria, and sometimes I go like by myself for like in between classes or something, you know. And well, I used to, and like, people would ask me, "Is the seat taken?" I'm like, "Is there somebody in the seat?" I'm like, "No, it's not." People always ask that. Why do they ask that? If obviously, if there's nobody sitting there, you know,
you're saving it for somebody.
No, I have no friends. People should know that.
You're like, I'm saving it for
you. I'm saving it for you.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. If you're sitting at the table and then somebody comes up to you and they're like, is the seat taken? And be like, no, I was saving it for you. That'd be a good one. That'd be a cheesy. It's cheesy, but it's a good pickup line.
So cheesy.
Back to the pickup line?
It might be so cheesy that they just keep walking. Like, oh, I didn't want it anyway.
Well, I don't know. But I would
then
say
somebody's gonna come out of the background and be like, "Ah, fooled you."
Oh, so
you just got.
I would actually say if a girl was gonna sit next to me, or if I was gonna, all right, say I see a girl sitting there by herself, and I wanted to go sit next to her, I'd be like, "Hey, can I sit with you?" And then if she's like, "Yeah," then I'd sit down. And then I guess I don't know where I'd go from there. I'd probably like ask her name first off. Introduce myself, be like, "Hi, I'm Richard. What's your name?" And then from there, you know, things progress. Be like, ask her what kind of classes she's taking. Obviously, if you're in a scholastic environment, that would work nicely. If you're in a business environment, for those of you who are older and listening to our show, that probably wouldn't work because they're not in classes. But I would say even then, just, you know, try to find some common ground to talk about, because that's very important when you're trying to meet people. If you have something to talk about, then
like, so,
it's just going to flow.
How much do you have for your 401k?
Exactly.
Be like, Medicare is a mother.
What would you think?
I think talking about yourself is the easiest because that's what you know the most about. Therefore, you're going to feel more comfortable talking about yourself and finding more about them.
Good tip. So what if a guy... What if you're sitting alone at a cafeteria? Obviously, you probably wouldn't ever be sitting alone since you have a lot of friends. But what if you're sitting alone at the cafeteria?
Was that just a pickup line I heard?
I think it was. Did it work?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so say you were sitting there. Shut up. So say you're sitting there by yourself, and some guy wanted to sit with you. Now, if he's like, "Can I sit here?" And you said yes, and he didn't start a conversation, would you be apt to starting a conversation yourself?
Well, first, since he sat down, I think he should start the conversation because it's just awkward if he just sat down and didn't say anything. Obviously, the reason he came to you is because maybe he was interested. So if he sat down, maybe he would ask you, like, what you're doing. Like, if you're in a cafeteria, are you in between classes? Where are you going?
Good question. Or good answer, I mean. I had a good question. No. Shut up. Don't laugh at me, people. Which is going to come to.
Sorry to interrupt you, but we need to pimp the AOL or AIM screen name again. Geek Love Radio.
Oh.
AIM. Because I don't think we've gotten any instant messages, have we?
No, I haven't been looking. So we might have.
So it doesn't really matter because we're not paying attention.
We'll find out if we've been getting... Yeah, we have.
From Eric?
Yeah. Oops. He says, "Don't say basically." Alright. So where was I at? Oh, I was going to say, if you're a guy and then wants to go sit next to a girl, go to the girl and make sure you're bringing up the conversation. If you're the person sitting down, make sure you start the conversation, because that's kind of awkward for the person sitting down already to accept you into their social circle, more or less. Am I right? Am I right?
You're right, but they're sitting there by themselves, so maybe...
Yeah, but it's still accepting you into their area, into their bubble, yeah, as Shannon says. Alright, so enough about that.
Okay, let's move on because we have been on that topic for a long time. Looks like we're moving on to the top... No, excuse me.
This is tech topic, yeah.
Tech topic. This week we're going to talk about wireless internet. And I know a lot of you are familiar with wireless internet, but there's a lot of our listeners that are not, and we kind of wanted to go over some of the security aspects of wireless. More specifically, being careful with your wireless in public areas. Me and Richard here are here at a university. There's lots of wireless hotspots around the university and people using wireless around campus. And I think a lot of people just don't realize that when they're... Well, for example, if you're wireless on campus and you're talking to somebody over AOL Instant Messenger, that's not really private.
Yeah.
People like me or Richard could sit there and monitor everything you're saying to whoever you're saying it to.
Basically, it takes almost no ability to listen into people's conversations. I bet you guys didn't know that. Michelle, did you know that?
No, but I'm kind of scared now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so you want to be careful with what you say, because I've monitored people before in places such as the library, and you'd be surprised what people talk about.
I know, credit card numbers, telephone numbers.
Or the plans for later and such.
That sexy date or that sexy moment that they're talking about right there. But if you guys are listening to this and aren't very tech savvy, and if you guys are on wireless, I would say that be careful of what you're accessing, especially in public areas.
Yes, services such as like FTP, I think POP3, missing your passwords and plain text over the network. Anyone who's sniffing can see that.
Yeah, and honestly, anybody that would want to find out how to do this, just Google's out there. And not that I'm saying...
Yeah,
you know,
doesn't
find
require,
out how to do this,
doesn't
but
require that much skill.
You don't have to have any skill whatsoever to do this. You don't have to know anything.
You just download
a program, and it ways to avoid it. That was a good Eric
well,
just brought
ways to avoid it. Something. Just be careful with what you say over instant message. I was gonna say that word, but I just backed out of it. Be careful with what you say over instant message. Don't say something that's gonna come back to haunt you or something that's too personal. There's also encryption that you can use with AOL Instant Messenger, but I don't think it's really a standard feature yet.
It's not a standard feature. I have AIM Encrypt on my AOL Instant Messenger. The only problem with that is, though, whoever you're talking to has to have the encryption as well.
And there's, if someone uses Game, that has an encryption plugin, but I think it only works with other Game people. I might be wrong.
Yeah, for those who don't know what Game is basically another platform of AOL Instant Messenger.
It's an open
that works.
Source
it's like
alternative.
Trillion or something else.
Be careful with what you're doing wirelessly. If you're going to check your Yahoo Mail, like online, there's two different versions to log in. There's one that just says, you type in your username and your password and you hit log in. Well, there's another button below that says secure. I think it says secure. You click on that, and then you're encrypted for logging in. People can't see your password and stuff.
Yeah, if you're ever in public and using your wireless, try to use secure connections, because honestly, anybody could really...
Because someone can get into your email, or pretend they're you, or get, or monitor your AOL conversations, or your MSN, or your Yahoo, because all those work exactly the same, as far as sniffing them wirelessly goes.
So
I think we frightened our students.
Is it only when you're using wireless, or...
Yeah, it's only basically when you're using wireless. Because if you're... Well, I guess you could do it through a router, too.
If you're on, it's not... Well, I think it's more commonplace for wireless stuff. People sniff more wirelessly, I think.
Yeah, if you're on a LAN connection, I probably wouldn't worry about it too much.
Yeah.
Wireless, it gets kind of iffy, especially with a college full of tech-savvy people. You never know who's going to be out there listening.
Like you.
Yeah, I guarantee that we're not the only ones doing it.
And we don't do it... Like,
yeah,
don't think we're
like
weirdos because
like
we go
year,
out and do this. But shut up. My pseudonymous is commenting. But if you guys do have questions, please feel free to Geek Love Radio aim us. Our aim is Geek Love Radio. And actually, I put a link on our website. If you go to the contact section of our website, there's three buttons. One, you could push to add us to the Geek Love Radio, I guess, name. It'll add you to the buddy list. Another one takes you to the live chat room that's going on right now. And the last but not least would be messaging somebody. So if okay. you guys want to do that, go right ahead.
And our email address right now is still geekloveradio@gmail.com. So send in your pictures for our listener section or send in your questions. We definitely need more questions for the show.
Yeah, we need more questions.
Soon we will have our Geek Love Radio email addresses.
Soon enough. But, all right, enough tech stuff. You want to get back into the lovey-dovey stuff?
Yeah, it's like our next is a top 10 list, so take it away.
All right, my top 10 list this week, go figure, top 10 signs that your coworker is a computer hacker. All right, number 10, you ticked him off once and your next phone bill is $20,000. Yeah, I guess hackers...
That's kind of far... Well, I mean, it's doable, but...
Yeah, I don't know. All right.
Go outside their house with a base box and get to their
okay. This is broad generalizations for anybody that's listening that knows.
Yeah, this is kind of a stereotypical list.
Stereotypical list. There we go.
number nine.
Read number nine.
Number nine says, he's won the Publisher's Clearinghouse sweepstakes 3 years running.
Yeah. That's never happened, I don't think, but it could.
That's just funny, though, to me.
Alright, number 8. When asked for his phone number, he gives it in hex or binary. You want to read one?
We get a weird look from Nikolai, like, WTF, mate.
WTF, mate. Alright, read number 7, Michelle. Yeah, just read it.
Read.
Just read it. It's land. It's not a hard word. Alright, I'll read it.
Siete.
Seems strangely calm whenever the office land goes down. And I don't know about that, but I guess it could be. Number 6. Read number 6.
Somehow he or she gets HBO on his PC. Oh, it says on his or she PC at work.
Her.
Oh, yeah. His or her PC at work.
His or she. Come on now.
I English speak good.
I spoke English good.
I was trying to correct their mistakes.
All right, number 5. Read number 5, Michelle.
Mumbled, oh please, 95 times during the movie. The net.
That's true. Number 4. Massive RRSP contribution. I can't read tonight. Made in half-cent increments.
Okay, number 4.
That was number 4.
Oh, no, okay, number 3 then. Trace. Video dating profile list. Public key encryption is among the turn-ons.
PGP. Oh, yeah. That turns
PGP
me on.
PGP turns me on.
It's alright, don't worry. Read number 2.
When his computer starts up, you hear, "Good morning, Mr. President."
Mine has a CIA thing that pops up. Anytime my computer starts up, I have a CIA logo. A lot of people have seen it.
Mine has no sound because I disable that crap.
Yeah, I did too. All right, and the number...
Nothing worse to, like if the power goes out, like at 3 in the morning, your computer reboots, and you wake up to that, you know, some sort of startup sound. Especially the Windows one. Dun, 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 dun.
It's so loud sometimes, too.
You're like, what the?
Alright, the number 1 reason that, or sign that your coworker is a computer hacker, which I don't understand. You hear him murmur, "Let's see you use that Visa card now, jerk." Yeah, that was mean. I don't know.
Piano music.
Stop listening to the music and pay attention to the show, Adam. Alright, now that top 10 list is over and it sucked, you guys really need to
I think that was our best top 10 list yet, actually.
Okay. Well, we obviously know where his priorities are at. top 10 list on how to know if a leprechaun is stalking you, but I figured this computer hacker one would tie into the geek thing better, so... All right.
Okay.
Well, wouldn't you be a computer hacker?
Not all geeks.
No, not all geeks are computer hacked.
Star Wars.
Ooh, I should talk about that later.
Yeah.
On. All right. Yeah, we'll talk about that
we'll
later.
Get that topic.
Now. All right. Well, we got 20 minutes, so we got to move fast now.
All
right. Self evaluation.
About 20 minutes. If we're a little bit over, it's okay.
All right. Our continuing topic is self evaluation. Last week we talked about self image. And this week we're going to talk about evaluating past experiences. And you want to take this away really quick while I check a question on AIM?
Let's see. I have to figure out where I'm going to go into this one because I was not prepared. Now I'm on the spot. All right,
I can go into this one now.
Let's see.
I was just reading a question. All right, self-evaluation of past experience. I think it's key to evaluate your past experiences and learn from your mistakes to know where you went wrong, especially with a girl or a relationship. I mean, if you keep continuing to do something that obviously isn't picking up a girl, you need to stop and be like, all right, what am I doing that's different that I can change? Because until you start evaluating yourself and past mistakes and past relationships and stuff like that, you're not going to learn from it. And that's basically what they're there for.
Yeah, I think you should learn more from a breakup than anything else, like, as far as relationships go. Because if you go through a breakup, normally you're probably going to cycle all that crap through your mind about what you did wrong. If it was your fault or not, I guess.
Alright, Michelle, what do you think about that?
Well, obviously you need to learn from your mistakes because otherwise you're not going to move forward and you're not going to be able to have any more successful relationships if you continue to dwell on previous relationships. But I think that everything happens for a reason, and the reason that you were in a relationship and you broke up is so that you could learn from that and move on to another relationship and maybe be successful.
Yeah, if it was going to work out, it would have worked out.
Yeah, I have to agree. Don't, especially if you're still looming on past relationships, you know, things happen for reasons sometimes, and you just gotta learn and move on. So sometimes it's not very healthy to sit there and think about what you did wrong. Well, it's healthy to think about what you did wrong, but don't think about how you could go and fix it in that relationship, because it's almost never gonna work. So I guess learn from your experiences that you've had and find out what you need to do to fix things. I don't know, sometimes just being alone for a while can clear your mind on things and understand and put better perspectives on ideas and ideologies of what you believe in a girl or whatever.
Okay.
I agree with it being alone, because if you just rush yourself into another relationship, then you don't really have time to evaluate the mistakes you've made or why you are not in the relationship anymore.
Yeah, because people feel that pressure right after a relationship to be accepted again. Like, the rebound thing, which is kind of a bad idea.
I have to agree. But
there's that feeling that I've talked to some people about, like, after you get out of a relationship, if you were, like, sexually involved, like, you miss that, like, so much right away. Like, you're, like, you want some so bad after you break up. So I'm gonna wave that topic.
We'll wave that. But I would have to say, though, it's important to evaluate.
Doesn't want me to talk about that.
It's important to evaluate things on. Next week we're gonna talk about evaluating what you want out of a relationship.
Okay, never mind. There was some weird stack, but I fixed it. I don't know what's going on. Hopefully it doesn't show up on the recording, but it wasn't too bad. But
it might. Oh well. Anyhow,
it wasn't too bad.
Next week we're gonna talk about, like, evaluating what you want in a relationship and stuff like that. So we won't go into that much, and we'll just leave it alone, because I want to talk about something else. And we have another question from a listener that IM'd us their question. And let me read that to you guys, so you guys can hear it. All right, from unknown user. I don't get a name or anything of who this was from, which is all right, because it's all about confidentiality. And they said, Alright, well, sorta, I'm going to go to a girl I know's party this Saturday, and she's always messing with me, i.e. drawing on my shirts and telling me about some love book she read, and how she's not supposed to tell the person she likes that she likes them, blah, blah, blah. Basically, I think she likes me and I'm going to be over at her house this weekend with a bunch of other guys. How do I tell the difference between her trying to be a friend or wanting to take it further? Because most of her friends are guys. Good question. So, how to tell if a girl's into you or if she's just trying to take it further into a relationship or something like that?
Well, I think that, first of all, like, he would be able to tell if he was getting the upper hand as far as attention. Like, if he was getting a little bit more attention than the other guys that were there.
If he can't tell, the other guys probably can. If it's a girl that flirts with a lot of guys, then I don't know, maybe she's just a flirt, but...
Yeah, I would definitely see, like, how she acts around other guys, because if she's acting the same, like, if she's sitting in their laps and she's, like, doing lap dances or whatever, for all the guys in the place, you're probably not the only one that's thinking the same thing.
Yeah, and you probably don't want her as a special friend.
Maybe you don't want her as a special friend. But if she, I mean, if you and her have something, if you sense something special there or something, I would say go for it. I mean, let her know how you feel, but make sure that she's, I guess... It's really hard to tell with girls sometimes. Honestly, you girls are confusing. Because it's really hard to tell what you guys are thinking. And you guys have some mixed signals that you send that really confuse the hell out of
I wouldn't say jump right into it. If he has some feeling that maybe she wants to be more than just a friend, I would say feel it out for this week and see how things go. Not maybe like go up to her and be like, what's going on? Because then maybe that would scare her away and she's like, oh, he wants to know right now, and I don't really know what I want. Like, maybe she's undecided, and she just has a little interest in him and wants to see how things are going.
Good point. So, explore it further, I guess, is what you're saying? All right, explore it further from our studio audience and the girl. They all nodded their heads. I would say that's a good advice, too, because you never want to step in when you're not wanted. But if you do decide to, it's not the end of the world either, I would say. But watch and make sure this weekend when you're around her and other guys, and just, like, find out, do you guys go to, like, together to do things by yourselves? Like, do you go to movies, or do you guys hang out outside of just being with other guys, like, when they're with them? Or I don't know, just figure out how she acts with other people is the main thing, because there's a lot of times that girls are really flirtatious, and that's just how they act with everybody. So, yeah.
So, I don't know, is the girl drinking when she's flirting with you? Is that just...
Good point. And...
Maybe that's how she is when she has alcohol.
Yeah, it could... That couldn't be how she is when she has alcohol. I would say, though, that on... A rule of thumb, yeah, I had to mess up my computer. As a rule of thumb, I would say that just watch her and see what goes on. Ask her, if you're, like, worried about things, like, ask her out on a date, but don't make it a date. Like, just go have lunch with her or something. Does that work?
Yeah, like, maybe, I don't know if you guys have a class together, see if she, I don't ask her for help on an assignment, or see if she wants to study or something, maybe just not, just hanging out and getting to know each other better, rather than officially saying... This is a date.
Yeah, because dates sometimes have a lot of stress.
A little bit of nerve.
Yeah, when something's called a date, it adds a stress factor to it. That's weird. But, yeah, so take her out. Do something with her by yourself and see how she acts. And if she acts differently to you than she does other guys that you're going to see this weekend, then maybe it is a sign for you to continue on and see how things are going. Is that about it? I think, alright, we answered that question pretty fairly well. But do get back to us and tell us how that went, and let us know what is going on, because we always want to hear how things are going. And
okay, we're getting some studio audience feedback. Do you want me to sit on the floor or on the chair? Because I was sitting on the floor because I was listening with some settings.
Alright.
The little station engineer here in my engineering chair.
It's an engineering chair. Alright. We have... I was going to bring this up last time, and it's... Let me bring... People have been asking me what the definition of a geek is, and I've not really known what to tell some people, because geek can be a lot of things. And let me bring up my thing really quick that explains it all as it loads. I went through and was thinking about it for a while because somebody mentioned this to me last week. And actually, a couple people mentioned to me last week. I think it was you. And our studio audience member mentioned this. And basically, my definition of a geek is this. I think geeks are stylish nerds.
Stylish nerds.
I'm going to read this verbatim. I'm going to read this verbatim of my definition. Geeks are stylish nerds. Well, if you look up the word geek in the dictionary, you basically get two definitions. One deals with a carnival performer biting off the heads of live animals, and the other is the basic intellectual shun stereotypical nerd. Now, as much as the guy biting the head off the animals might need love help, he's not the one that the show is aimed for. So here's my best definition or way to explain what a geek really is. I would say that anybody who is passionately and persuasively researching and participating in any given activity is a geek. And it sounds kind of wordy, and it kind of is. But you have band geeks. Those are ones who actively participate in band and other activities relating band. You have computer geeks. Anybody else can think of any other kind of geek? I mean, anything you can think of.
You have Star Wars geeks.
Star Wars geeks. I mean, you have...
And you have Star Trek geeks, and you have...
TV
geeks. Dwarf geeks, which I'm a part of.
Yeah.
Red Dwarf.
You have gamer geeks.
Gamer geeks.
You have
the socialist Marxist geeks.
Yeah, you have, like, fraternities or sororities. Yeah, you're all geeks, because you're all banding together and doing your thing. And so you guys are all sorority fraternity geeks. So that's... I think it's a good definition, because it doesn't exclude anybody.
And you also have the 80s heavy metal hairband geeks.
Exactly, which our roommate happens to be.
So as far as being a stylish nerd, what exactly would be your definition of a nerd?
All right, I did look up the definition of a nerd, and the nerd is basically the the definition, I think, in Webster is unstylish intellectual person or something like that, to that extent. So
they're basically smart.
Well, you don't have to be smart, according to my definition. But, I mean, because you can be a cheerleading geek and be... No, cheerleaders aren't smart. I'm just joking. Cheerleaders out there, I'm joking. Don't worry. Cheerleaders are awesome. But, yeah. So, I would say... Yeah, I'm going to get beat up by Michelle here. I would say that...
I think Sarah wants the mic.
I would say then that everyone is a geek in their own respected areas. And then people ask me, so how does...
I'm an art geek.
Yeah, we're art geeks. I'm a graphic design geek. We're computer geeks. So people would ask, well, how does geek fit in with love? This is what I have to say to these people. Well, according to my definition above, this is verbatim again, everyone is always actively participating in some sort of love or finding the right love for their lives by relationships or any other type of searching. So by definition, we are all more or less love geeks, which makes sense. I mean, if you think about it. So all you people listening out there, we're all love geeks. And you guys just don't know it. Everybody out there is a love geek. And you can be more than one geek. You don't have to be a specific, you know. I'm a soccer geek because I just do the soccer thing once in a while. So yeah, that's what I wanted to bring up with the show, because people have asked that question, and I thought this would be a good time to bring it up.
Okay, well, I have something about from last week. Last week we talked about the whole black socks with shorts thing.
Yeah, black socks.
And
was that
we got some feedback
first week?
No, that was last week.
Okay.
And we got some feedback about that, about our...
Oh, Michelle didn't hear about this.
Well, basically last week we said that don't wear black socks with
pulled
shorts
up tight and have like
pulled
as in dress socks.
Yeah, don't wear
black socks.
Well, don't wear a dress socks with sandals. Don't wear any socks with sandals first of all. So if you're wearing shorts, then
good tip.
But we had some feedback from a female listener that said black socks with shorts can look good on certain people.
I guess some people.
But we
just
got
pull it off.
A negative.
Old men.
That's what we said.
The listener sent a picture of one of the members of Blink-182 was wearing black socks.
But, yeah, but...
with shorts.
when you're the one setting the style, it doesn't matter. But if there's no style to be set out there,
I guess
and you're trying
you
to
had
set
your,
yourself.
If you had your own style, I guess you could get away with it.
Yeah, if you don't really care, honestly,
like if,
don't pay attention.
For example,
to
if somebody like say, like Ashton Kutcher decided he wanted to wear a pocket protector, maybe people who thought that would, you know, people would think that would be a stylistic move.
Yeah, next week everybody would have like pocket protectors. But I would say,
like a non-nerd wearing a pocket protector.
Yeah, I think that I would say a lot. So, and I am saying, so it doesn't matter. I think that people out there, just be yourselves. And if you want to wear the black socks with the tan shorts in there, pulled up halfway to your knees, just do it.
What
as long
shoes
as
are you wearing with those?
Black cowboy boots.
You're wearing boots.
just on a sidetrack here. During the summer here at our campus, they had this Boy Scouts thing where all these Boy Scouts were all around campus.
Boy Scouts.
I've never seen so many, like, people, like, old men in black shoes, black socks, and, like, beige shorts, or, like, you know, khaki shorts in my whole entire life.
It's kind of disconcerting.
And, yeah, they were people we should have advertised Geek Love Radio to. Like, there were some that were, like, you know, doing the whole, like, you know, Huck Finn thing, sitting by the stream on campus playing their harmonica and trying to sing songs and stuff. And
wow.
I was like, ouch.
That's sad.
That poor guy.
I'm sorry.
Why were you down by the river listening to them play the harmonica?
Yeah, I was nerd. In the studio audience. No, I was out running him.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'm a Boy Scout now. Actually, I was only in Boy Scouts for like 2 days, and then I quit. I'm like, screw this.
Yeah, it happens. Nikolai, okay, never mind. Nikolai wanted to say something.
He wanted to say BSD Rock Sword.
Yeah. But, okay. So, I don't know. We had a good show, I think.
Yeah, we're about at the 57-minute mark, so.
Yeah.
Does anybody have any shout-outs that they want to give?
Anybody? Studio audience, any shout-outs?
Nikolai's doing the Stevie Wonder thing, like.
He's like, oh yeah.
So Nikolai shouts out to Stevie Wonder.
This is a shout-out to from Sarah.
Okay, we just had to shout out our roommate, Sharla. She's listening right now, so that and I think my mom's listening. Hi, Mom.
Hello, Sarah's mom.
Hello, Sarah's mom. Wow, we have a lot of mothers listening.
I already shouted out my mom, even though she's not listening.
That's all right. Michelle, do you have anybody to shout out?
She has...
One holla for Sharla.
Another for Sharla, the popular person tonight.
Yes. All right, cool.
I would like to know what we can look forward to hearing about next week on the show.
That's a good topic, or that's a good question, actually. Honestly, we really don't know what's going to be on the show next week.
Yeah, we usually figure that out after.
Yeah, we figured it out after the show.
So it's going to be some stuff.
Sorry, first time we're here.
It'll be some stuff related to Geek Love.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of returning topics. But if you're ever wondering, go to geekloveradio.com, and we have a picture that updates, that should be updated.
If we get around to it.
Yeah, and it has general show topics of what's going on.
We were pretty busy this last week, so it didn't get updated until like yesterday.
Yeah, I threw something up really quick. And I think it's of some naked girl, actually. But
I actually posed for the picture.
Yes, you did.
Know that.
So, yeah, now you're gonna have like 1,000 people wondering who.
Yeah, don't give your email address. Over
yeah,
there.
No email address. So, all right.
Unless you want to see how fast your email fell.
Yeah. So, anybody that wants to know what's going on next week, go to geekloveradio.com and check out our website. We have new things that we're updating constantly. Me or Adam are always doing some weird update to it. And
okay,
I think that that was good, yeah. On the picture, it'll say what's going on.
Do you have any shout-outs?
Nikolai, do you have any shout-outs?
Stevie Wonder, how's it going?
Eric, do you have any shout-outs? Our tech man.
He shouts out to Slayer.
Yeah, he shouts out Slayer.
And Motley Crue. And
what?
He said, sure, why not?
And he said... So he shouts out to Sure Why Not. I don't know if that's a band or not.
He also shouts out to the Flock of Seagulls and Debbie Gibson.
As he raises an... Yeah. I've never seen the man so happy. So, I'd like to shout out my brother, because he's an avid listener of the show. And he's always giving us good ideas for
he's single,
things
by
to
the
talk way. About. He is single still, by the way. And talk to
her. Okay, I shout out. I'm gonna shout out Richard's brother too. It's Sarah.
Yeah, because Sarah's in love with my brother.
Oh.
So
age
of joking. I'm just joking.
What is the age of... Your brother's like 18 or...
My brother... Yeah, my brother's 19. My brother's 19.
I was saying, he look older than I do.
Yeah, my brother looks old. People think he's older than I am. So. I'd also like to shout out... I'd like to shout out Holly that's listening because she's this is the first time listening.
Are you
going to
shout out your girlfriend?
My girlfriend? I have no girlfriend.
The loca...
We won't talk about her.
The loca Puerto Rican.
Maybe next time I'll talk about my crazy Puerto Rican stalker girl.
And I'll give a shout out to my Puerto Rican girl, too.
Yeah, me and Puerto Ricans.
No, she's really crazy. I hope she doesn't listen to this.
Puerto Rico rocks over.
Keep sending us pictures.
It would be funny if she did.
I doubt it. But keep sending us pictures. Send us embarrassing moments. Hey, do you have any shout-outs other than the Puerto Rican?
I want to give a shout-out to 813 Air and to Winter Mute. And
yeah,
to...
Well. Excuse me. Is that a keg in your pants?
Because
I'd love to tap that ass.
Nice. It works.
So I end with that.
Nice.
Well, we have a new way to end the show.
We can take off the pick-up line of the week.
Is that a keg in your pants? Because I want to tap that ass.
Alright, so... Alright, we're done. We're
everything
like over the...
See you in hell!
See you in hell! Alright, so send everything in. Embarrassing moments, dates.
Ooh, and shout-outs to Rant Radio, because we're going to try to get on Rant Radio, see if they'll take us.
Yes.
Because we're big Rant Radio fans, and hopefully maybe they'll have a little compassion in their hearts, and they'll put us on their station, too.
Yeah, we're going to do some things in the future with that, maybe. I want to say, though, for a future segment that we're going to have as we collect information, I want you guys to send in embarrassing moments on dates or with girls, and we're going to collect them and do a future segment on embarrassing moments with girls or guys. So, any ladies or gentlemen listening out there, please send in your embarrassing moments.
Okay, Eric's in the room now. Eric, do you have any shout-outs?
Eagle P, shout out.
Eagle P.
Cool.
Just for
Eagle
the
P, gets a shout
the,
out.
Just for the heck of it, he said.
Sounds good.
So thank you to Eric for being our screener for tonight.
Yes, and we don't
check the calendar real quick. When's our next episode?
Our next episode would be the 27th. 7 days from today.
September. So everyone tune in again for the 27th episode. So this is Adam.
And this is Richard.
And we'll. Okay, go.
You gotta let the lady.
Oh, this is Michelle.
And
this is Geek Love Radio.
And we'll see you next week.
Ciao.
Late.